You're listening to a new Literature Circle show from Room 208 Podcast. Hi, I'm Sean.
And I'm Zoe.
This week we're discussing a book called Chasing Redbird by Sharon Creed. First up, a little something about Sharon Creech.
Sharon Creech was the winner of a Newbery Medal Award for Walk Two Moons and Absolutely Normal Chaos. She is also the author of Pleasing the Goose, Love That Dog, and Ruby Holler. She lives in Survey, England for 9 months, then she returns to Lake Chautauqua in western New York State to spend time with her children.
And now for the book.
The book starts out with a character named Zinni. And
she has 6 siblings. And one of her older siblings, May, has a friend named Jake, which is one of the main characters.
She used to live with her aunt and uncle, except their daughter died, and also her aunt Jessie died, so then she moved back to her house,
which is right next to theirs.
Her sister's friend, Jake, worked at a store called Bybanks, so that's where she found the trail.
She started clearing the trail and camping in it.
Well, do you think Uncle Nate's a main character?
I think he's, like, the same as Zinni. Almost like they're both the main character.
Well, I would say that he adds a juicy part to the story, but how could he be the main character? I mean,
the title's all about him and Aunt Jessie chasing Redbird, because Redbird is what Uncle Nate calls Jessie, and then he's chasing her, always holding that stick, trying to catch her ghost and trying to protect her with the stick by beating everything that looks like a snake, from twigs to ropes.
Well, I think it's called Chasing Redbird because she's chasing her Aunt Jessie up the trail, or trying to find herself, or finding someone.
Well, it's almost like that because he always sees her up in the cabin, the abandoned cabin on the trail.
Yeah, the cabin that holds all of Aunt Jessie's and Rose's stuff. Remember Rose?
Yeah.
Zinni's cousin who died.
Right. So, like, Uncle Nate is, like,
he's leaning.
Almost like carrying on the story with everything about him, almost, but it's in Zinni's perspective.
He's helping Zinni to find.
Yeah, but sometimes things a little too crazily, because stealing all of her stuff. Like in the secret hole, how he stole the medallion and the ring, getting Jake in trouble because it was his ring that Zinni buried in the hole. He almost goes a little too far.
Yeah.
Getting Jake arrested for all the stuff that he stole. Like the dog, the truck.
Don't forget the horse that Zinni stole.
Originally, she got arrested at the end.
Well, she didn't get arrested. She just had to.
She had to do community work on the trail.
Yeah.
The trail eventually turned out to be a public trail for everyone to go on. And they kept stopping at Zinni's house to use the restroom or stay overnight.
Do you remember how she got that horse?
I think she found it in the meadow. And it was one of her old friend's horse, but she didn't own it anymore.
Yeah, and then there was a sign that said no trespassing, but she had to go by the trail, so she did. And then she took the horse, because her Uncle Nate wanted to show her something that was on the trail.
Do you remember the class's field trip to the museum where she found the maps about, she asked about if they had any maps about the Bybanks Choctaw Trail, which is the whole trail that she's been clearing?
Oh, yeah. And then that's where she found all the legend, like the Baby Toe Ledge, Ridge.
And she found all the warnings and all that on the back of it that people wrote.
Remember Baby Toe Ridge? People have said they've seen baby toes before.
Because the fox ate it off the baby. And remember Spook Hollow? The scary sign? Do not cross at night. Do not cross alone.
Yeah.
Beware of ghosts and trees.
Oh, yeah.
She thought she kept seeing them. And then a bear chased her up a tree.
Oh, yeah.
And wouldn't leave for a long time. Spook Hollow is where most of the stuff happened, because that's where the drunk hunters with the sniper rifles were hunting, and the daggers and all that.
Yeah, and then she said that a wild yet went that way and they ran right away.
Yeah. Then at the end of the trail near Donut Hole, she got lost completely. She kept going around in circles.
And then finally had to climb up on one of the little mountains that were surrounding it to see where she was going.
She finally made it to the end, to Choctaw, where their family was at that time in the fair.
Oh, yeah.
How would you feel if you were Zinni camping out on that trail?
Well, I would feel pretty scared if I were camping out in Spook Hollow, where she camped out first, with those hunters and everything. Those drunk hunters would make me really scared.
I'd be scared if I was sleeping out on Baby Toe Ridge.
Oh, yeah, all the legends.
How do you think Zinni changed from the beginning of the trail and the end?
Well, in the beginning of the trail, no one liked her, no one wanted her. She just kind of, she felt that it was her fault that her aunt and her cousin died, and then she just went back to her house and nothing was going right.
Well, Jake was the only one that really liked her, because Jake was in love with her, kept giving her presents.
And then when she got toward the end of the trail, she discovered everything about her cousin, Rose, and her aunt, Jessie. And it made her feel like she
was wanted, because
all
the news was about her, too. About the Redbird Trail, which it was eventually called by her.
And everything was there so she could remember Aunt Jessie and Rose. And then everybody loved the Redbird Trail, and the public kept on going on it, so it made her really famous, and everybody loved the trail. So, why do you think Zinni stole the medallion out of Uncle Nate's drawer?
Probably because it was hers in the first place, because she was the one that buried it in the hole, then brought it up, and Uncle Nate stole it and put it in that little pink box in the bottom drawer, which she finally got the guts to open, which also had the key to the bathroom cabinet, which Aunt Jessie bought with a lock on it, and she thought the key went to that and opened it and found only three things of roses, which were all that was left, because Zinni didn't know it was all in the cabin. She thought they threw it all out.
She
finally found the dresser where Aunt Jessie believed if someone's dead, you put them in the drawer.
And it sounds like that she said that once it was like they were coming back to her when she found all their stuff. And when they died, they slowly faded away until she found all their stuff.
Yeah. How do you think this book connects to any of her other books that she's written?
Well, it seems to seem a lot like Ruby Holler, because she seems to love cabins, woods, staying out at night, and even children, because Ruby Holler was about children and how they came and helped these old seniors to get in the love of woods more and love the wilderness. What do you think, Sean?
I also think it's like Ruby Holler, because it's all in the woods and all the jewels and all that she's finding under rocks is always buried stuff under rocks.
Yeah.
Seems like
she seems to have the same idea, because in that book,
under
they
stones,
also buried some things.
Yeah, they rocks. Life savings under stones.
Yeah.
Which eventually someone tried to steal. That's all the time we have for our literature circle show.
And you really should read this book, because we enjoyed it a lot, and you'll enjoy discovering the trail as she did and we did.
Bye.
Bye.